Another day, Ashley. Here we are, stuck at work at the station.
Stuck in the radio world, but at least we have Totally Patriots back in action.
I can't wait.
But you know you upset me every single time you say you're tired of being here. You work for Kiss 108, and you play Justin Bieber all day long. I'm a 29-year-old large believer.
That is embarrassing, but that's why I'm complaining, because I do play Justin Bieber all day.
Stress me out.
Let's get into some football. I can't wait. What do you think our first show is going to be like?
I don't know.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, join us on Pat's Chat as this rookie shares his hidden talent.
Kind of wanted to compete against him, so.
It's a little nerdy, but nerdy is cute in 2016, I believe.
I guess.
While he faces his toughest task yet in Totally Challenge.
Man, I knew a scene would come up.
Plus, Professor Fritz explains the science behind speed in How They Do That.
Pittsburgh gets a running back into the end zone.
And go for a spin with Shaq Mason as he enters the funhouse on Tilted.
Let's go. Totally Patriots starts now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome back, everybody. It's an all-new season of Totally Patriots. Football time, baby.
That's right. Here we go. We're back. The Patriots back to work. And actually, we haven't even left work.
Here we are, just stuck.
I feel like I'm always here at Kiss 108.
And I'm on the other side at Jam 94.5, and I like to believe we're the stronger station. I mean, we definitely have a little more street cred. Fetty Wap, just saying.
Wait, I thought we were competitors. You work in the same building?
Don't do that to me. But you guys are going to get to know a ton about us today and where we work. Now it's time to find out a little bit about rookie Joe Tooney in this week's Audible.
My name is Joe Tooney. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. I'm the youngest of four. We were all born within, I think, 5 or 6 years, so we're all pretty close. Whole family lives, you know, within a couple miles of each other in Ohio, so whenever I go home, it's, you know, a big family reunion, so it's a lot of fun. Love Bojangles. I miss sweet tea a lot. The biscuits were tremendous. I went to school at North Carolina State University in Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, great school, huge fan base, really care about football. Go Pack. We would just do Go Pack and put up the wolf, you know, kind of looks like a wolf with your tooth, with your hand. Go Pack.
Totally Patriots.
Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Place, presented to you by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman, joined by some football players, and I won't forget the ladies, the cheerleading squad from North Attleboro High. What's up, guys? Welcome, welcome. You want to help me welcome Patriots rookie Joe Tooney, everybody. Joe's full name is Joseph. He said we can call him Joe today, though. Very relaxed vibe. But I'm coming out guns blazing. There is a rumor circulating that you can do a Rubik's Cube in less than a minute.
That's like a minute 20, but yeah, I can do it.
A minute 20, yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Thanks. Yeah, my brother got one, I think, probably 10 years ago or something, and he would do it and kind of got jealous and kind of wanted to compete against him, so.
It's a little nerdy, but nerdy is cute in 2016, I believe.
I guess, okay. Yeah, but it's fun. Yeah,
it's fun. All right, who has some questions for Joe?
How often do you shave your beard?
How often do I shave my beard? Well, during camp, you don't really see many people other than the team, so I kind of let it go a little bit. So I probably didn't shave for probably 3 or 4 weeks, and it got pretty bushy, but I had to trim it up recently just because camp's kind of coming to a close, and I'm out in public more, so I can't look that, you know, ragged. So a little more often now.
Do you have a pregame ritual?
Not really a ritual. I just try and put my equipment on at the same time each time. You know, the knee braces, the cleats, the pants, the pads. So kind of just all do it how I've done it for a while. And it's kind of soothing, I guess.
Soothing, if you will. So you're not very superstitious then?
I don't have any, like, crazy rituals, yeah. No.
In college, did you ever have a plan B instead of football?
Yeah, you realize the NFL is pretty difficult to get into. So I have a degree in accounting and a minor in Spanish. So I thought it'd be cool to do something with business or maybe something with travel since I can speak a little Spanish. So something along those lines.
What does Joe Tooney do on an off day? Are you a gamer?
Not so much recently. More, I like watching shows, you know, HBO.
Talk to me. What do we watch? Don't tell
Game
me the
Thrones,
night of.
Game of Thrones, obviously.
The night of?
I haven't started that yet. I heard Stranger Things is really good, too.
I did. I did as well. Any other Netflix shows? So really, you just watch Game of Thrones.
And what's the one with Kevin Spacey?
House of Cards.
Yeah, that one's good.
House of Cards is. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, that one's good.
All right, North Attleboro, one more time. Let's give it up for Joe Tooney.
We're just getting started on Totally Patriots. Still to come, Shaq Mason answers the tough questions on Tilted. And later in the show, Joe Tooney bites off more than he can chew in Totally Challenge.
What? Come on. I'd eat crickets.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
How do you get from Patriots wide receiver Danny Amendola to Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald? Larry Fitzgerald judged the 2013 Miss USA competition with host Nick Jonas. Jonas starred in the TV show Scream Queens with Jamie Lee Curtis, who is the godmother of Jake Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal starred in the movie Brothers with Tobey Maguire, who also starred in Tropic Thunder with actress-reporter Maria Menounos. Menounos was at the Captain America Civil War premiere and took a selfie with Patriots wide receiver Danny Amendola. And that's your 6 degrees.
All right, everybody, welcome to my side of the building, which I like to believe is the better side. Don't tell Romeo I said that. We got better music. It's a little bigger. I work here every single day very closely with my producer, Justin. Now, I want to ask him a question. A lot of people during Patch Chat, players specifically say that working with Tom Brady so closely changes them in a good way. That it like empowers them because Tom's so cool. Do you feel like that about me?
Honestly, we're glued to the hip every single day, and we do bicker, but she's an amazing talent, and I'm lucky to work with her every single day, and she did not pay me to say that.
I did try, though. All right, you got to know a lot about us. Now let's head to Tilted, where we learn a lot more about Shaq Mason.
Favorite cartoon character? Doesn't come on anymore, but Hey Arnold, that was my favorite cartoon, and cartoon character was Arnold. It was just a cool show. Other than being 310 pounds and being able to backflip, I don't know about. That's probably the only talent that people don't really know about. In my neighborhood, all the kids, we used to always jump on trampolines and stuff like that, and it transferred from the trampoline to the ground. So, I mean, that was just a big thing when we were younger, like just knowing how to flip. If I had the choice to be any animal, I would be a lion, no doubt. King of the jungle. The lions, everyone, in the jungle looks up to them. It's that masculine species in the jungle, and it's a cool animal to be. Well, one thing that, no one else knows about me, I like the fans to know, is that I am scared of heights. And, no one knows that because, I just go with the flow, but yeah, I am. I'm scared of heights. Spiders, they creep me out a little bit. No spiders! They just creep me out a little bit.
Welcome into the KISS 108 studios, just feet away from where Ashley and the Jam 94.5 studio are. Ashley, I heard you talking smack. I heard you talking trash about the studio. Just because yours is bigger doesn't mean it's better. That's what I've been telling myself for years. Bigger ain't always better. All right, so you hear us on the radio all the time. This is where it happens. All the DJs you hear on KISS, it all comes out of here. A lot of technical stuff here, a lot of computers. To be honest with you, I don't understand most of it, but there's a lot that goes into it. A lot of physics that actually goes into radio. Physics in everything. A lot of physics in what you're doing now and watching TV, and of course, in football. All season long, Professor Fritz, he's going to break it down for us. It's time for some science. Let's learn about the physics of football and how they do that.
Professor Fritz. Professor Fritz here. Welcome to another season of How'd They Do That. This season, we're going to transform Physics 101 into Football 101. Together, we're going to discover the science behind the exciting Patriot plays you see every week. But before we get into the heavy lifting, we need to get down to basics. We're going to start with speed. Speed is distance traveled over time. In football, it's what allows you to break away from a defender or stay close to a receiver. That's why the 40-yard dash is one of the workouts they measure at the combine. You could do it too. Just grab a stopwatch. Probably got one on your phone. Mark out the distance. And run. Divide the distance over how long it took, and that's your speed. Obviously, positions that require more running are going to need players that can hit the gas. A running back is going to have a faster 40 than a defensive lineman. Now, in football, speed can help determine the effectiveness of a player in a given situation. It's what gets a running back into the end zone. It's what gets a defensive back in perfect position to make a play. And it's one of the basic measurements in physics. Good work today. See you next week on How'd They Do That.
Stick around. There's more to come on Totally Patriots.
So I have to wear that too.
Watch this big guy make a fashion statement in Totally Challenge. Plus, want to know the X's and O's of football?
How many wide receivers have to be in the game?
Jerod Mayo is here to help when he opens up the Totally Playbook.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Fit. My name is Chelsea, and this season we're going to teach you how to get off your butt. The first step is to get outside. Grab your friends. Get a game going. There's so much you can do. Trust me, once you get out there and be active, you will feel so much better.
One of my favorite things to do here as a DJ, hook you guys up, give away stuff, lots of prizes, trips around the world, cash, the biggest concert tickets, you name it. And I love when we make people work for them a little bit, kind of challenge you a little bit to get hooked up. That's absolutely nothing compared to what we're about to put Joe Tooney through. It's time for the first Totally Challenge of the season.
It's time now for Totally Challenge. Here's your host, Ashley.
We are ready, people. My personal favorite part of this show, it's called Totally Challenge. Are we excited? Are we pumped? Just to go over the rules, it's a truth or a challenge. Joe can only pass one challenge, so everybody better be ready.
Truth or challenge?
Challenge.
Sing a few lines of your favorite song.
Man, I knew singing would come up. I'm not a good singer, first of all. What song should I sing?
Sing Panda, that's easy.
No, I can't do that. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I'll pass on that one. I can't sing.
All right, if you're passing, that means you have to pick somebody in the crowd to sing.
Can anyone sing? There you go.
There we go.
The sun is out and I'm feeling okay. Hope you have a very good day.
Pretty good.
Oh, he dabbed. He dabbed.
Truth or challenge?
Challenge.
Eat crickets.
What? Eat crickets.
Come on.
I have to eat crickets.
I'm pretty sure that no one should eat a cricket alone. I think that you need to
eat a cricket.
Don't ever eat a cricket alone. Get over there. Get over there. Yeah. They're salt. They're flavored.
What flavor is this?
Pick it.
Sour cream and onion.
Ew.
I'll take it.
People buy those? Oh, he's gonna cry. He's sweating.
You ready? Cheers.
Cheers. Oh. Oh.
Not too bad.
Oh. Yeah. Shout out, Kyle. How did it taste?
Not too, just crunchy.
It was crunchy. Did it taste like sour cream and onion?
A little bit. Oh. Yeah.
Truth or challenge?
I can challenge.
Do your best to Miss America wave.
I can do that. Do I have to wear that too?
If there's two tiaras, you both better step up. 34.
Let's see it.
Aw, this is so sweet. This is a moment. Aw.
There you go.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for Totally Challenge. Not too bad.
Not too bad. Pretty good experience.
You can take that with you.
I'll take it.
And the crickets. All right, give Joe one more round of applause.
Well, every industry and every job has its own vocabulary, its own set of terms and jargon that takes years to learn. Take me and radio, for example. Words like microphone, keyboard, headphones. Years and years of rigorous training and schooling right there, but I think I finally got it down. Football, though, seriously, it is hard to learn. Tons of vocabulary that you may or may not know exactly what it means. We called in one of our old friends to help break some of it down for us in our newest segment. It's called Totally Playbook.
Hi, my name is Gerard Mayo, seven-time captain of the New England Patriots, played defense, drafted in 2008. I'm here to teach you about football and some of the terms that you hear sitting on the couch each and every Sunday that you have no idea what it means. The first thing we're going to talk about is personnel. When you're sitting at home with your family, you hear the commentator say, it's 21 personnel or 12 personnel. What does this mean? So the first number, the 2 in 21 personnel, stands for the amount of running backs in the game. And the second number, the 1 in 21 personnel, stands for the amount of tight ends in the game. So if I say it's 12 personnel, there's 1 running back in the game and 2 tight ends. If I say it's 13 personnel, there's 1 running back and 3 tight ends in the game. So I took the liberty of drawing up a basic formation, a 21 personnel formation, which means I have 2 running backs in the game and 1 tight end. So that leaves us with what? 2 receivers on the outside. There can only be 5 eligible receivers. So if it is 21 personnel, those are 3 eligible receivers, how many wide receivers have to be in the game? 2. Always has to equal 5.
Folks, players, song of the week.
My name is Jamie Collins, and my go-to artist is Lil Wayne. I just listen to music all the time because, you know, it keeps me sane, you know, it keeps me calm, you know, it just gets me through everything, you know, I just love music.
My first job was cutting grass during the summer. I needed some change in the pocket. Being a middle schooler, about to be high schooler, you know, you get a new car, gotta have the money for the gas. I guess I was good at it. It's a pretty simple job, but I did not enjoy it one bit. So I like this job a lot more.
Hey, Jimmy. I just want to make it known to everybody, a lot of players and people think that Jimmy G looks like Aladdin, and I'm just a girl trying to be Jasmine.
Oh, God, cool her off.
You know what I mean?
But seriously, Jimmy, call her. I'm
available.
Yeah, she's available. Here's the deal, Ashley. I'm so excited. We are back. Football season's back. It's awesome to be here.
We needed this.
It's reason to celebrate.
Absolutely.
Time to do a little dancing. Ooh. We asked some of the students from Tantasqua High School to kind of show us their best celebration dance moves. I think you're going to enjoy this.
Oh, we got it. Keeper. Come on.
like it. There's some serious dance moves in there.
Yeah.
Ashley, break out your cell. You want to show us your celebration?
Absolutely not. I don't even have a watch on, I can tell you. There's not enough time in the show for that. So how about we check out some of the Patriots doing their best dance-worthy moments from preseason?
That's fine. I like it.
That sounds
Roll
good.
It.
White putters across the 45-40. Diving to the goal line! Jamie Collins is gone. Touchdown, Patriots! Gets the club, runs it to the right side, carries to midfield, hurdling two men, and he lands inside the 45.